Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Star Line by a man who was caddying since before he hit 10 years old and a caddy Hall of Famer. He's caddied for Greg Norman, Raymond Floyd, Adam Scott, and a mysterious championship golfer. Reflections of Caddying is part of the greatest player-caddy partnership ever in the book, Together We Roared. We welcome the co-author, Steve Williams.
Yeah, good morning. Well, afternoon there for you.
Steve, let's go beyond the mic. Why was now the right time to tell all these stories?
Well, during COVID, the co-author of the book, Evan Priest, who's a friend of mine, an Australian journalist, we did a podcast series over COVID called Chasing Majors, which was one episode of each major championship that I was lucky enough to be part of in victory. And then after that episode or that podcast series, we got a bit of interest from some publishers to maybe expand on that and turn that into a book. So Evan, with his publicist, started working down a deal for us to put a book together and that. And yeah, just the podcast was so much fun reliving just those major memories. And now there was a chance to put a book together and relive all the memories from that time that I caddied for Tiger Woods. So we were able to put, basically like a backstage pass to one of the greatest runs in professional golf. And, you know, Evan and I are extremely proud of the way the book turned out. We think the reader will get a very good understanding of Tiger Woods and what it took to be one of the greatest athletes ever.
How did you communicate with a player evolved over these years?
Yeah, you've got to learn each player. Every player is different. Everyone goes about their things differently, and you've got to work out the best way to communicate with them. How do they like to be spoken to? What sort of tone of voice they like to be spoken to? What do they like to be said? And so forth. So every player you care for is different. You can't apply the same way you gave one player to the next player. You've got to adjust to how you think and how the player. So it's quite a complicated job, and that's one thing you've really got to understand is how you communicate with them and what is the best way to communicate, how to communicate, and what they like and what, you know, pushes their button and triggers them to play better golf with the way you communicate with them.
You said in the book, quote, "Tiger was too smart and mentally tough. It was nearly impossible to throw him off his game," unquote. If you could change one decision you made as a caddy, what was it?
You know, amazingly, and you know, that's a great question. And you know, in the entire time I caddied for Tiger, there wasn't one decision that I'd take back, which is incredible to think. I could name one with each other player that I caddied for, but ultimately, it's incredible to think that I caddied for him for 12 plus years, and you know, there wasn't one thing that I would change over as far as, you know, the decisions that were made on the golf course that could have affected golf tournaments. So that's a pretty unusual thing to be able to say, but it is the case.
The book is Together We Roared. Steve Williams joins us beyond the mic for the Rocking Eight. All this is, Steve, is just 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. Favorite dirt track to watch a race at?
Knoxville Speedway.
How about the best dirt track to drive at?
I would say Huntley Speedway in New Zealand.
As a caddy, what's your favorite golf course of all time?
St. Andrews in Scotland.
Where's the place you have to go when you retire?
Switzerland.
Why?
I just love the Alps of Switzerland. It's just absolutely magic. A great place to walk and visit the Alps. It's just a magic place with the fresh air. It's just a magical place.
What year Mustang is your favorite?
1963.
Good choice. Do you like the TGL Indoor Golf League or not?
Haven't watched any of it. Can't comment on that one.
Yes or no? Will anyone come close to Tiger's cut streak?
No.
Who on the tour impresses you now?
Rory McIlroy.
Let's sneak in a few more with Steve Williams beyond the mic. Steve, what made Evan the perfect partner to co-write this book with?
Oh, Evan and I, yeah, Evan's from Australia. We're good mates and that, and we have that sort of same down under lingo, if you like, and that. And, you know, we just became mates. He's an Australian journalist. And, yeah, so you've got to be, when you're writing a book and that, you've got to have a lot of time for somebody, and you've got to be, you know, on the same page as them. So, you know, we had a great working relationship working that book together because we're friends and mates.
Quote, "Woods and Nicholas were such dominant players that their presence high on a leaderboard could force rivals to press too hard," unquote. How did your time caddying for Tiger Woods change the way you see and enjoy golf?
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah, Tiger just changed the whole landscape of golf. and brought a whole new lot of people in to watch golf, which I think was great. I mean, you know, he got so many people interested in golf that weren't previously interested, whether they actually took up the game or just watched the game. So, you know, his popularity is similar to what Arnold Palmer did, that they guys that changed the whole landscape of golf and brought a whole lot of new audience, new people in. You know, so those guys are once in a lifetime people, that, and they actually changed the landscape of the sport that they play and for the people that follow it. So, yeah, it's pretty impressive what Tiger's done as far as bringing new people into the game.
The book is Together We Roared, and Steve Williams, author, joins us for one big question. Why was the 2002 NZ Open the one bonus you have to have after you were hired back in 1999?
Oh, when I went to work for Tiger, we sort of sat down, struck out a deal. I said, well, one thing, when you win a major championship, there's only one, I don't want any gift or anything special. I just want you to come down and play in the New Zealand Open. And he said, absolutely. When we win a major championship, I'll absolutely honor that. So that was a very special moment. And it's one of those things you say and you don't know whether the player will actually uphold that deal, but that was an incredible thrill. Not only did he come play down in the New Zealand Open, it was at my home course where I grew up caddying, where it all started for me. So to walk the golf course that I'd caddied thousands and thousands around at as a young man and played all my junior golf at, to be caddying for the guy, not only the guy that I'm caddying for, but the number one player in the world at your own golf course was something I'll never forget.
Would you come out of retirement for anyone or any time?
Oh, not full time, but for the week here or week there, possibly. But you move on from things. I caddied for 40 plus years and that, and you move on. But I obviously love the game like anybody that's been around the game for a long time. You never lose your enthusiasm and love for the game.
He loves St. Andrews, relaxing in the Alps, and wants you to read Together We Roared. Steve Williams, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show. Great stuff.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.